On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's Tory Monday.
Oh boy, do I hate Mondays. Do I hate every day? But Mondays are the worst.
Tory Thursday then.
Ooh. In wee wowity, though, it's Friday. And I'm going to get my weekend on.
Oh my God. Tory Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen. The reference of the song Victoria was toward her, in case you didn't get it.
Oh, that's, you know what my rabbi friend put on Facebook, that, you know, he goes, how annoying is it when people have sing a song with your name in it to you? And once in a while I get Victoria by the Kinks.
Yeah.
And then he said, what about, oh, Vicky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Vicky. But he was, you know, kidding.
Yeah.
But he, you know, I said, that's a new one.
Well, my rabbi friend says, I don't have a rabbi friend.
Do you have a song with Ron? Da-do-ron-ron-ron-da-do-ron.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do, but nobody ever plays that.
No.
I don't think there are a lot of Ron songs.
Well, we'll Google them later.
Yeah, whatever. Tory Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen, humorist.
Humorist. And I went to a comedy show.
Oh.
In the past since I've been here before.
In the past since?
I mean, in the past week.
Who did you see?
I wish I could start sentences and finish them the way I'm supposed to. I saw Dan Bolger, who was on like Craig Ferguson, and he won like a comedy award when he was very young. Oh. And he's still very young. Uh-huh. Looks very clean cut. And he's funny. And Tom Dustin was hilarious.
Good.
Yeah. And so I friended them both now on my Facebook.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh. Well, they're interesting. And another one of the comedians I friended too. I met a few of them, got pictures afterwards and did the meet and greet. And it was fun. It was,
How did you get to do that?
Well, it was at the Middle East. And
you had to go all the way over there?
I went all the way to the Middle East. I know. You know what? It's funny because I thought that's what it meant originally. The Middle East. I got an email from the Middle East.
Man, the ticket's probably nothing compared to the airline flight.
I'd never been there other than to just walk in and walk out. So right. I was
there. Is this a place in Cambridge?
It is in Cambridge.
All right, I've been there.
Parked right across the street.
Yeah, I've been there,
by a miracle.
Yeah.
Parking place, perfect, in, out.
Nice.
And
sometimes things work, don't they?
Yeah, I wish they would more.
Well, you can't have everything on. If you can get a parking space in front of the Middle East, the entire Middle East,
I know,
that's pretty cool.
Wow, and not
that's
a car bomb cool. in sight. It was perfect. And there were lots of Pokemon. Cambridge is ripe with Pokemon. Yeah. You heard it here. Just go there.
Well, maybe that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to Cambridge if there was a dead body with a hat on.
Well, then I definitely wouldn't. I'd avoid something like that.
Okay. I will not drive into Cambridge. I will not go into Cambridge.
It was nothing wrong.
I don't care. I have a thing again. Cambridge did me wrong many times, and I will not go back into its grips.
Well, I think it's worse in the daytime.
It's got to be.
And there's bicycles everywhere. But at night, it wasn't that bad.
I don't think there's one road in Cambridge that's straight.
Mm.
I'm not talking about the people's sexual... I'm talking about...
Because we did see a couple of guys. There was one guy in leather. He had leather shorts on.
Yeah.
You have to kind of chuckle. You don't want to let him see you chuckle, but, you know, it's really like... I don't know. Funny. It stood out.
It's the middle of the summer. Of course you're going to wear leather shorts.
And then there
what
was
are you thinking?
Then there was a, I don't know if he's homeless. He was crossing the street. He said, anybody got a cigarette? And he had his pants were shredded. I mean, I could have got better pants pulled out of a dumpster. I don't know why he's wearing, and he had a dog. So he can afford a dog.
Yeah.
And he had shredded pants and he's looking for a cigarette. And I'm like, wow, only in Cambridge, huh?
But that's the style, probably.
Maybe. It was quite
distressed.
Something.
They're quite distressed.
they were big, giant holes in them. I mean, it was like...
That's how you buy them.
There was hardly any material. There was less material than were legs. It was I could see more of his legs than his pants.
And probably cost more than a full pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe that's the new style, where your leg is showing, and just have a cuff, and you have a top like shorts.
Has this style... Hold on a second.
I'm holding.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
has a style where the kids wore their pants down past their crack.
Right.
Has that style gone away? Because I don't see a lot of that.
I think it's still here. I see baggy pants. Oh, sure.
Baggy pants is one thing. Wearing them so low that you can see the crack.
Well, you know what they do? I think they wear them that low, but they have these big shirts or t-shirts that kind of hang over it, so you can't really tell. But you see, but you don't see.
You see the underpants, but they're not the jockey.
You can't see someone's butt. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's down past the crack.
Yeah.
You have to be a plumber to see the actual crack itself.
Yeah, I don't see cracks.
But I think what they wear under it, like a camisole, like an ass like camisole,
a G-string?
Would be the boxer shorts, you know, the old boxer types.
Yeah.
And
because
I see their underpants is what I'm saying.
I know. I wish that would go away.
I thought it had. I hadn't seen it in quite some time.
Maybe it's not as much, but it happens. Mm. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I think they haven't got the memo.
Okay.
It's something like that. It's just, you know, it's stragglers.
I kind of figure it's somebody that bought shorts and thought they were long pants and thought, oh, God, I've got to wear them longer. I'll just make them lower.
Yeah.
But no.
No, they're wrong.
And then I went to Old Navy down in Charleston, Georgetown.
Oh, yeah, that's still around?
No, the Old Navy stores.
Yeah, yeah.
That's making a joke.
I know.
Yeah, I know. The Old Navy store and... And it had a whole section of distressed clothing.
On sale? Are they trying to get rid of them, or is it something new?
No, this is what people buy.
First of all, you shop at Old Navy.
Well, I walked in. It was
to get the air conditioning.
Yeah, it's cooler in there. But I was like, the price of the jeans are extraordinary, and at the same time, they look like somebody has already worn them.
But that's the good feel. Don't you want to feel like a pre-worn, they call it, feeling
something? Do they hire people to walk around in the jeans for a couple of months first?
I'd do it.
That might be a good job.
Yeah, I need a job.
How do they distress? Do they make new jeans and then throw them against the wall?
Well, they used to wash them in the washing machine with these pumice stones and just wash till they got them all softened up.
So that's why they're expensive, because they have to be...
Spend a lot of water.
Yeah.
Maybe. It could be.
Because I'm figuring distressed furniture is nothing other than someone's furniture that is like 50 years old.
Speaking of 50-year-old furniture, we just tried to donate a couch to the Salvation Army.
Oh, nice.
Two Salvation Armies turned it down.
Uh-oh. That's bad.
That's bad. It was my dad's dad's couch. So it was old. My grandfather's couch. And it had been around since the 50s.
Did it have pee on it?
We don't know what it had. It was... They say,
that bad?
FYI, people, stains, Salvation Army doesn't want them. Anything with stains.
Really?
I guess clothing could be stained, because they don't know. They can go wash it, but the couches, they'll
they
look
don't
like,
wash
uh-uh.
Do you know, Tori, when you donate clothes to a Salvation Army or something like that, or Big Brother and Big Sister,
right.
And by the way, not all brothers and sisters are huge. I think that's really wrong.
Oh, big, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
I'm not big.
No, you're not.
And I'm someone's sister.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
But they do wash them.
No, they don't.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding you right now.
Well,
I'm serious. I've spoken to a few people. I even did a radio remote at a Salvation Army like 10 years ago.
Were you smelling the clothes? What were you doing? How'd you find out?
No, I was curious about it, because these are clothes that other people have worn or donated.
Of course.
So I'm saying, so I'm looking at the clothes, and I asked the person on the air, and I said, so what's the process? You take the clothes in, you wash them. She said, no, we don't wash them. They come in as they are, and you buy them. You're supposed to wash them.
You know what?
And I thought, oh, maybe people should know this.
Maybe at that place. But when I go to Salvation Army and I buy clothes off the rack, I sniff them, and they're fine. They
really?
Must put them all in a big vat, and they wash them.
Well, I hope so, because this particular location... It was a Salvation Army outlet.
Yeah, because what if they had BO? I mean, I don't really get that. I don't think that's right. That's what she said.
Oh, I'm arguing with you in a very defiant manner.
Well.
I was on a debate team.
Were you?
That's what I mean.
Oh.
I did that.
Did you? Okay.
We should Google this at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe between now and.
My nose is good enough for me. I don't know. I go in, I sniff some clothes, I buy them.
Perhaps so, Tori, but wouldn't you really want to know if their policy is not to wash the clothes before someone buys them? I think you should know
that.
Yeah,
okay.
So between now and when we do the cable TV later
on... Right, in Easton, EastonCat.org.
EastonCat.org. I will double check that.
All right.
And of course,
I bet you'll forget by the time by the time this show is over, you'll forget. And
that's
I will
a given.
Forget.
That's a given.
Anyway, no.
Why would you forget?
Hey,
you don't
people
have
at
the
home.
You didn't smoke that much pot.
No, I know. Okay. I don't smoke any pot. So send us an email, folks out there listening, you know, to remind us what to do because we're going to forget in the next 10 seconds.
Also, remind us what the email is. I think it's ronvandamshow@gmail.com. ronvandamshow@gmail.com.
Are we getting mail?
I haven't checked.
Oh my God! Again, Van Dam.
I never.
Oh my
Tori,
God,
Tori. I
know. We probably have a stack of three.
If there wasn't porno on that thing, I wouldn't even go to it. That's a joke. That is a joke, by the way. That's a joke.
That's right, because the internet has zero porn.
That's
I have checked and checked.
You can put any subject matter into a search,
right?
And within four or five entries, you will get. Something that is pornographically
put
related.
Safe search on, dude. You can control your searches so you don't get any bad stuff. That's mostly for kids.
I wouldn't say it's bad. It's just interesting how that happens.
Yeah. It's my grandson's birthday today.
Oh, really?
He's 11.
Get out.
I know. He's a Leo like me.
You have an 11-year-old grandson. That is scary as hell.
I know. Because he acts like he's 20. This vocabulary is amazing.
Well, that's great.
I never said these words at 11 or 10 that he's been saying right along. The internet can also educate you then because he is, wow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I think he would have been educated no matter what vehicle he may have used.
Yeah, but if I had an internet back then and access to everything, who knows?
That would have been too scary perhaps.
I wouldn't have watched I Dream of Jeannie all the time. And I loved that show, so you're right. So, I would have missed out.
Right again.
And Gilligan's Island and everything. Yeah. I mean, I need that. I need that childhood.
I've never liked Gilligan's Island.
I know. We talked about this.
Yeah, I cannot.
I just read all like the backstory behind it. I just, you know, had nothing to do one night, every night. So I looked up Gilligan's Island and all the stuff about, you know, Thurston Howell and the professor and all. I just read like, because I had, nothing to do.
I know.
Your internet has stopped working, people. Yes. Careful. there was a murder, 1978.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
That Hamilton furniture store. Do you remember this big story? There was the Hamilton music store. I mean, yeah, furniture store, which is now like Harmonix up on Braintree on that highway. You look up in the sign.
I wasn't living here then.
Oh, sorry, you weren't here. No. Well, the guy that was in charge, owned the Hamilton's furniture store, was murdered. Mm-hmm. Someone went to his door and shot him through his door.
Oh.
He was 33.
Oh, wow.
And his name was George Hamilton.
Oh, that's a different George Hamilton.
A different George
Hamilton.
Right. Because when you Google George Hamilton, this one's, believe me, I had to dig to find the story.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to look up what happened. And there were five people charged with fraud, insurance fraud. They took out an insurance policy on him, apparently, his coworkers.
Oh, so it was
who owned liquor stores and they owned their own businesses.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I just wonder if anyone remembers that, because every time I drive by that Harmonix, which is now a blood supply or whatever place.
Ironic.
Oh, yeah. But it was Hamilton's, and I was in this Hamilton's furniture store in 1976.
Wow.
With my friend Mary, and we were looking around, just pretending we'd have our place together. We were, just kids.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
You know, well, let's have this, and it's very expensive, but so interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's my little bit.
Do you think it's a waste of time for a woman or girl to grow up making believe that she's getting married and thinking about the home and the white picket fence and what wedding dress she's going to wear and playing house?
No, why would it be a waste
anything?
Of time?
Because when you actually do it, it is.
Oh, well, when you actually do anything, isn't it? It's the chase. It's the challenge. And once you accomplish it and get it, you want something else.
Perhaps so. I just think they should be dreaming about owning their own company.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like
or
that.
Flying to the moon.
Yes, because the dreams that they have as a young child as far as being a housewife, a married, is that's not good anymore.
Yeah. Well, my parents never I don't think they instilled that one in me.
Good. Good.
Because they're lawyers and things and they were educated and they thought I should do that too.
So there you go.
Yeah, but normally if you're in the Boondocks or whatever, I mean, your options are limited. Hey, speaking of the Boondocks, I started watching this show. And you know me, I never watch shows.
I know.
I don't like shows. I don't want to be too committed. I'm committed to all these other shows. Not a lot, but enough. Like Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, whatever. Right. Something called Outsiders. And it's got David Morse in it. And I love David Morse. So I'm like, okay, well, let me check this out. It's about these, like, backwoods hillbilly people that make moonshine up on a mountain. And the towns trying to get them down, well, some of the towns trying to get them down from the mountain because there's a construction thing and they want to tear the mountain, do something with the mountain, blow it up and make, anyway, progress wants to happen in this mountain. And they don't want it. And they're all, they call people Fa. He's Fa, not Pa, Fa. And I'm just like, wow, this is so interesting. I'm like, who really watches this? I mean, I don't know if I should be watching it because it's like for people that are like illiterate. That live on this mountain. And I'm like, wow, what is the audience for this show? Because it's like so, like the sheriff's on Oxycontins and he's a drunk.
This is more than one episode?
It's so far, it's 13 episodes, what? One season. It's just one season.
How do you stretch that out?
WGN. Yeah, how do you? Because I'm only in episode 5.
Yeah.
And of course, there's still somebody's got his head. It's they're swearing and there's violence. So it's different because it's like cable. Anything on cable, you get a little of that.
WGN, I believe, is an independent Chicago television station.
But there's violence and they're swearing.
Wow.
Language.
Now, most people will not be able to see that because I believe the Comcast network does not carry WGN, only the satellite.
Okay. That's why it was so difficult for me to pirate.
All right. Scrambled.
I see. Well, anyway, I just thought, you know how I found it too? There was a cute guy with long hair in a picture, and I went, who is this guy?
Oh, I see what drew you there.
Yeah, yeah. So I said, and then I found out who he was and what he was on. I'm like, okay. And then David Morse was on. I love him. So I'm like, all right. And David Morse has long white hair in it. I'm like, this is so bizarre. I must indulge.
Maybe people can go online and find it.
Outsiders. There's a movie called The Outsiders with Matt Dillon, and that is not the same thing.
I've heard about that.
Definitely not the same thing.
Okay.
And I've seen that too.
You were mentioning George Hamilton.
Yeah. He's on the $10 bill.
Well, his brother is.
His brother is. Yeah. That's right. Bro.
Do you watch the, well, you don't watch television, but do you watch the latest commercials for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No. What are they doing?
They've
Chicken
hired.
Chicken Lives Matter? What is it?
Well, they
what's
do.
On? I know. What's happening? No, they don't. Because we're eating them, not chickens.
All right. All lives matter.
I can't eat a lot, Ron. So I have to be able to eat something.
Do you eat chickens?
I have to.
You have
to? What am I supposed to do? I'm dying here. I can't eat anything. Yeah.
All right. It's hard to get.
It's hard to afford.
The KFC commercials, they fired the guy from years ago who used to be the white-haired guy. Who I think was really the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy. Right.
Okay.
He died.
Right.
So
Colonel Sanders.
They've hired actors that have somewhat likeness to them, and they changed the Colonel Sanders actors on a regular basis.
Oh, really? Could I be one then?
No, you're a girl.
Oh, it's all guys.
Yes.
So they're sort of staying true to form.
To some extent.
Oh, I thought they were really like being like crazy, Sanders and...
Sanders.
I don't know, Ron. You had led me down the road.
That
I was all excited
so
for a minute.
Politically incorrect. It's not funny. Although Asian chicken would be very tasty.
It is. It's very good. Sesame chicken.
Thank you. So, so now they have one for the summer and they have a Colonel Sanders.
Summer Sanders? It's like summer shanty.
Yes,
oh, it's delicious.
Yes, they have Colonel Sanders at the beach, and the person who's playing Colonel Sanders.
Sanders Speedo.
All right, you're getting out of hand.
I am. I'm always out of hand.
The person who's playing Colonel Sanders now in the commercials over the summer is
Don Rickles,
George Hamilton.
Oh wow, he's
tanned. I know.
So he'll be
on
the
still
beach.
Looks good.
Really?
He should have wrinkled up into a prune by now. By all accounts, every dermatologist I've ever seen has said you've got to stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to either have skin cancer or you're going to be so prune-like
because
it's not going to be funny.
He's a vampire.
Something's
probably
with that guy.
Something, yeah.
He's looking so good.
Human growth hormones, HGH.
And it can't be a phony tan because he would definitely have been dead by now from some type
the
of
chemicals.
Cancer. Yeah, something.
He'd be orange. Something. He'd look like Donald Trump.
Exactly. And that's something nobody wants to do.
Speaking of that, Trump.
Here we go.
Well, actually, he's only a little tip of this story. It's mostly about Catherine Byrne.
Yes, he is a little tip.
Yeah, idiot. Catherine Byrne.
Who is she?
Did you read about her?
No, I did
she
not.
She is, I am so proud of this woman. Air Force mom.
Yes.
Stood up, brave as can be.
Oh, that one.
In front
her.
Of Pence.
Yes.
And said, you know, said her piece, and are you going to be able to talk to Donald Trump? And, you know, set him straight, whatever it was. But the fact to stand up there, and then she's got booed.
Yes.
I'm an Air Force mom myself.
Yeah.
I wish I could go do that same thing. But she did it a lot nicer than I probably would have. And they probably would have thrown me out. But still.
It doesn't matter now if you're Trump or just connected to him.
Right.
Their controversy shall follow you.
He's getting worse.
Somebody's going to understand someday in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you need a Republican Party. You need two parties. They're supposed to work things out to show both ends of the coin, yeah, and then negotiate and find the best
and
solution
help the country,
between them.
Yes,
but this whole party thing has turned out to be bad. Anyway, I mean, I have no problem with the Republican point of view.
It's conservative.
That's what it's for. Yes, right. Whatever. But my God, they're being very stupid. Everybody that supports him politically is being destroyed. Along, the man's taken everybody down with him.
Right, that's his goal.
I think it is.
You know, people say we don't want a dictatorship. Mm. We don't, you know, talk about free press and freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. He's silencing people. If he were the president, you would think they'd be, we'd be able to make jokes about him and it'd be like China. It's like communist China.
China.
That's what this whole country will turn into. But people don't want, they don't care about that. They want their guns.
It's unbelievable.
They don't want Hillary Clinton. They just have these things they're focused on. So they forget the big picture. They can't see the big picture, that this is bad because we're going to lose freedoms, people. Donald Trump will say, correct, hey, you can't do that. You can't say that. I'm in charge. I'm the big cheese. And if you don't see that, you're stupid.
Even his vice presidential running mate, Pence,
yeah,
he is actually looking better than Trump does. He's chosen a vice president, or actually anybody he would have chosen,
yeah,
who actually is more sane than the guy
he's
supposed to be president.
Again, he reacted to this woman, Catherine Byrne, very, very with class.
Yeah.
He didn't get excited.
Right.
And she even said he handled it well.
Yeah,
him.
Unbelievable. And of course, if it were Trump, it would have been...
Oh, my God. Geez. Again, this is the country you want people to limit your voice, yeah, and your freedoms?
You know, here's my message to everybody. Here's my message as far as voting is concerned. And I've always said to everybody, make sure you go out and vote no matter what. Make sure you go out and vote. For this election, I've changed that.
Oh.
Don't
vote for Trump.
Don't vote for Trump. You don't have to vote for Hillary. If you really don't like her and you really don't trust her and you think she'd be somehow destructively horrible, don't vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
But don't vote for him.
I know. Stay home.
Stay home. Don't vote for him because you don't like her.
I know.
My God, you don't understand.
I know.
What you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
That's
the baby.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, God, don't be stupid.
No.
Oh.
I know. That he's like, we could talk about him from now till the cows come home, because there's so much material, and it's more, there's more and more every day. His wife, I mean, there's just everything.
I know.
So.
Anyway, you know, you got to remember when you see these rallies and stuff.
I don't like to watch them too much.
When they have them on TV and stuff.
Little clips.
This is a small segment of the population. It's thousands and thousands of people that go to these rallies. It's up to 30 million people. There's 330 million people in this country.
There's way too many people in this
country. And there's like at least 2 million that are voting age. Trump's supporters, Trump's people are very, very small.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's not go crazy here.
Let's not get excited.
Yeah.
What about bathroom noises? Just to change gears. I don't like people being outside the bathroom if I'm in the bathroom, near the door. How do you feel about that? So public bathrooms are a disaster because if there's anybody else in there, they can hear everything and it echoes. I mean...
Oh, it's awful.
Do you know what I mean? I don't like anyone near my bathroom door because I've had people remark. I won't... No names, please. But I've had exes that have said things. If, you know, you're in the bathroom with the door shut, they'll make remarks if there's a noise in there. I hate that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not heard that, Tori.
Yeah.
I think you're hooking up with some weird people.
Well, that's to be said, of course. That goes without saying.
I've never, ever had someone comment on a noise that I made in the bathroom. Because when you're in the bathroom, this is the rule.
This is the rule. Listen up, everyone.
When you're in the bathroom, when you close that door, that is your place.
Right.
You can fart. You can do whatever you
can. Oh, there will be things happening.
Absolutely.
Do I have to try to control my noises in a closed
bathroom? No, that's the place that you do them in.
Well, then stay away from my door. Don't come near my door.
Even if you have to be walking by and you're hearing that stuff, understand
hearing that stuff.
That is the sanctuary of the person that's in. And don't even bring it up afterwards.
Yes.
Now, what happens outside of that room is a whole different story.
That's true.
But once you're in that room, that is safe zone.
Safe zone. I love it. Okay, good. I just want to clarify that.
Oh, yes. These are wrong people. they should be working for the Salvation Army washing clothes.
Or Donald Trump.
Something like that.
No free noises. They no free speech. No.
That is not it. That should be punishable by death, as a matter of fact. That should not even be a violation. That should be direct flogging.
Right off the cliff.
That's it. Don't even say anything to me.
Now, when you go into a restaurant or anywhere in the summer, are you freezing? I'm freezing. The AC is way too high. Let's reverse this, Ron, okay?
Ooh.
In the winter, if you went in there, they'd be like, where's the fucking heat?
Right, exactly. Yes.
So why is it acceptable to freeze my ass off in the summer and not in the winter? Turn it down a little, buddy.
Yeah. Here's why, Tori.
Tell me why.
Okay, I will.
Oh, my God.
Well, this
my
is
head is going to explode. My mother feels the same way. So this is my mom you're talking with, too. We both agree on this. It's craziness. It's too cold. It's too damn cold.
Because you can't please everybody.
I don't care.
And it's hard to regulate in a large room like a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to regulate. There's blowers in the ceiling.
It's sitting hard and freezing. The waitresses or servers, rather, are running around, so they don't feel they're warm.
Correct, because they're moving around.
They're doing it for them, not the freaking customers.
Well,
yeah. I worked at a restaurant. That's what goes on.
I hear a lot of waitresses and waiters say, is it unusually hot here?
Yeah, because they're running around in this kitchens.
Yeah.
And they get mad because when the restaurant I worked in, they'd get mad when the customers would
say, I tell you
don't let them turn it down.
I would rather be freezing than sweating.
Oh, but when you're freezing, you're shaking and your body is tensing up and your muscles and it can start to
hurt. Put a coat on.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I do.
I bring sweaters now to restaurants every time.
That's what they do in Florida, isn't it? You live in Florida.
Yes, it was crazy.
In 90-degree weather, you see people walking around with sweaters, not wearing them necessarily, but they know that when they walk into a building,
the
difference between the outside and the inside is going to be death.
So why is it in the wintertime? Why don't they make it cold inside then?
Why
is it going to be hot?
Why does it have to be hot?
Inside. It's the opposite in the winter, you know what I'm saying?
Because you can always take your clothes off. No, that's not true. You can't.
I don't like it.
All right. You made your point.
It's a bizarre world.
I think it's difficult for large areas to be able to control properly their...
All right. Stay home and don't vote. I think that's the answer we've gotten here. Because you just can't go out to places. You're going to freeze or sweat, and Donald Trump will win. Just so listen, everybody, just stay home. Just shut your door.
Donald Trump isn't going to win.
I said, if you could go out and vote for him.
Oh, don't. Oh,
that's what I said.
Don't,
just don't go anywhere.
You can't.
Don't go to where it's cold, hot, vote, nothing. Oh,
look, this isn't funny anymore. This
but
is
I want
serious
it to be.
Stuff. No, this show. I'm not talking about the show. Okay, I'm talking about the Trump thing.
Yeah, no, he's a disaster.
It's not funny anymore.
No.
It's dangerous.
Of course. It always has been. But people didn't see it.
For some reason, what I heard was, and you might have heard this, that at a certain point, the candidates are briefed on national security.
They won't give him the codes. I heard that.
And he's saying don't give her the codes because it's proven that she doesn't know how to do emails.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't do the email thing anymore,
I know.
That's over, Donnie.
They're talking about giving him fake codes or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Whoever can... Why would a nominee need to have...
He's
to be
trying to destroy
like
everybody else but him. I mean, the guy is a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
He's insane.
He will use that... He will use it as hostage over us.
I don't know how he got this
he's
far.
He's a maniac.
How can everyone not see right through him? That's what I'm perplexed by.
Have you heard that the Trump organization has lost a lot of customers?
Good.
As a result, their sales on all their products
have
gone down drastically.
Good.
Maybe the people that support him can buy exclusively from him, but as far as general populace is concerned,
make him bankrupt.
That's the problem. Yeah, good. He's ruining the legacy for his kids and everything.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either, Tori, but I'm not everybody, so I can't...
All right.
Hey, how do you feel about the Olympics?
Oh. all right, first of all, it's in Rio, right?
Yeah.
And that place is crazy. It's like Thunderdome.
According to the song, it's quite a wonderful place.
Yeah, that's a great song. And like the movie, with the cartoon movie Rio.
Yes.
When I look up Rio, all I see is freaking Johnny Depp as a parrot or something. I don't even know what that means.
Wearing little puffy sleeves.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. Dysentery.
Right.
I mean, the water, Zika. I don't know what's happening there.
Know.
I would avoid it.
Yeah. And a lot of athletes are not going. For that reason.
Oh God.
Because
why would
is,
they put it there, Ron? Why did they put it there?
Well, because it was before the Zika thing began. But more importantly, it's always been a...
It always has been.
Yeah.
It always plays a xylophone, too. Yeah, that xylophone.
What is that? Do you like that?
You know, Rio,
as
and xylophones.
As soon as you say Rio, these things start happening.
They do. I don't know what it means.
I have no idea.
I don't know why they. Yeah, maybe that Rio's always been bad. I don't know why they ever elected to put it there. I just don't.
I don't know.
Get that.
Actually, what I read and saw was where they're doing the boating things, you know, with the canoeing and something with water. That is all tremendously polluted to the point where if that were in the United States, there would be a controversy and
we have
panic.
An EPA. See, these other countries don't have these regulations, no, I guess. And they're talking about, I think I heard the swimmers covering their mouth, not opening their mouth when they swim or something.
Yeah.
I don't follow all that. I think
that's in public pools. I think they can control that. I don't know.
There wasn't long distance swimming or anything? No, I don't know what they mean.
I don't know what long. I think
maybe
that's still
maybe it's still a pool. Well, they could put a lot of chlorine in it, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Straighten that right.
But
out.
Then even if you come out of the pool, you can be stung by a Zika.
Oh my God!
And you know, here's the funny part, which isn't funny. What the Zika virus does is, if you're a female and you're pregnant, you're going to have a deformed
brain baby.
Yeah,
a little brain, a little pea brain.
Yeah, which is going to be bad. But I don't think that they necessarily have the full context of what this virus could do in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're saying, yeah, it's physical deformity and brain deformity, but is that not the whole story?
It's
maybe
probably not.
Because
probably
it's
more.
Just, I don't know.
Right.
I think
I don't
it's
want
extremely
it.
Dangerous. I can't imagine any female of childbearing thoughts that would even chance that.
No. Stay home. Again,
yeah.
There's air conditioning. There's Donald Trump. There's just stay in your house.
Yes, plenty to
Damn
do.
It.
Plenty to do.
Stay in like I do. Look up Gilligan's Island. I mean, the internet, I'm telling you, there's
Binge
lots of stuff on
something.
There.
Binge watch something.
Outsiders. Crazy Moonshine.
If you can get it.
You're talking like this a lot, though. It's making me kind of feel like, why am I watching this show if you're talking like this?
Do we have some fascination in our lives about watching people who have incredible problems?
Yeah, because it makes us feel better about our stupid life.
Correct. It really does.
That's the whole
thing.
That's
what it's about,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's why these desperate housewives of Beverly Hills and I don't know. I don't watch them.
You took a couple of shows and you put them together.
Oh, were there?
Desperate Housewives
of Beverly
was one
show. Oh, I see. I don't know.
And then the Housewives of
Beverly
Hills
Oh, it's not
was
one
another.
Show.
No, it's two different shows.
But I like that. That could be a new thing. I trademark that right here.
Start putting shows together.
Right. I'll do what I want. You know the application Waze? Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, I used it yesterday.
Did you use it? Good. Listen to me. I'm driving to the Cape with my dad. I wasn't driving. I was in the middle seat.
Yeah.
And I'm telling my, showing him. I said, look, Dad, there's a cop up ahead. Check it out.
Yeah.
And he was impressed. He's like, oh, okay. And he said, oh, but the cops must know about it too. I'm like, well, sure. He said, so what if they start like driving? They say, hey, go drive up the road and say there's a cop here. Then a mile later there. Then a mile later there. I mean, he is always he's already ready to ruin it.
Yeah.
But I said, Dad, this technology, I said, they have satellites now. They can look into your home and see how many people are there by the heat. And he said, well, you wear an asbestos suit made of asbestos. And of course you die because you can't breathe or sweat. But they don't see you.
Answer, yeah.
So then he thought maybe a hazmat suit of some type of material. Well, he's already trying to, stick it to the man.
Well, that's very sane, yes.
Yeah. So, but the wheels are still going with my dad. Isn't that cute? He loved Waze. He loved the thing to see how it all works.
I like it because it's entertaining. It's something to do when you're going somewhere, especially if you're sitting in traffic.
I'm reporting everything. Something on the side of the road. I get my thumbs up.
I love it too.
Oh, I get lots of things.
I love it too. I love things on the side of the road.
Yeah.
It's something to do.
Yeah.
If they say 2,000 feet, something in the road.
Yep. I look for it. I'm waiting. Is it there?
It could
be
good. We
sat something on the Bourne Bridge. I said, Dad, something coming up in the road. And then we watched. We waited. It was this long metal plank on the side of the road.
Which is great because if you run over that thing, you're in trouble. Or slow down.
Yeah.
Or there's a breakdown coming up on the side of the construction. I love that stuff.
But now I'm multitasking. I'm doing Waze and Pokemon Go at the same time.
You're going to kill somebody. You be careful while you're driving doing that stuff.
Remember how I said, if you can't catch a Weedle while you're driving, you better hang it up. Okay, from your house on the way here, just on your street, you had a wild Weedle. You got wild Weedles around, just so you know. He jumped out of three balls. Weedles are nothing. How did this guy escape from three balls after I caught him? He made me use four balls on a Weedle. I was like, you are kidding me right now. And I know you don't know what I'm saying, but you don't really have a lot around here. So your Weedle was like, it's like a worm. I caught one of your worms
here. What language are you speaking?
It's the Pokemon.
Okay.
I'm at level 13 now. I did up a level from being in Boston.
I haven't tried it, so I can't comment on it, but it's scaring the hell out of me.
I know. It's great. I wonder when it's going to wear off, because everything, the fads, they go, they come and they go.
Well, they may not go, but they're not as intense.
They Pokemon Go.
Oh, well, that's maybe it won't now because it's got Go in the name.
It does. Yeah. You can't lose now.
Yeah. Look what happened, Words with Friends. Wasn't that really something?
And I never tried it.
Yeah.
I was afraid of getting hooked in it. That and Candy Crush. I'm like, oh, and Farmville. Everyone's playing it, so I had to avoid it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this sounds addictive. But Pokemon Go, I threw caution to the wind.
But it is addictive. Look at you, Tori. Look at what you've become.
I become Pikachu.
It's horrible. You're consumed by it.
I'm really not, though, because if I don't leave my house, I don't really play. Yeah. And some days I don't because I don't want to drop an incense and sit for 30 minutes. Maybe I will drop at some point. Yeah, that's when they come to you, then the Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't done that. So you know what? I'm not that hooked. I could be worse.
It still sounds bad.
For my age, it does, I suppose.
It has nothing to do with age.
It just
sounds bad.
I was trying to hide it in the restaurant in Boston. See me playing Pokemon Go at my age.
People are playing all kinds of games on their things.
Yeah, but these are children. I'm an adult. Why am I doing this?
Apparently, it's not children. It's adults doing it, too. You know that.
They're probably Trump voters, though.
Yeah.
I worry. But I'm brain dead.
Yeah, you know what my problem is now, and I'm serious about this, and I hate to say this even on the radio.
Are you cleansing?
No, that I would talk about incessantly.
I know.
No, I'm becoming. See,
you're making new words. Making words.
Yeah.
I'm making movie titles.
Oh, I just getting the tense wrong. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm becoming.
That was intense.
It was intense. which is where people live when they don't have houses.
The guy with the pants.
Right. Now look what you made me do.
I made you do it?
Tori made me do something. I forgot everything.
What were we going to look up afterwards?
You forgot
that too.
No, I haven't. We're going to be looking up something.
See, and I remembered, but I'm not telling you because I knew you forgot. This is how we get the laughs, folks, that you don't even have to laugh. We'll just laugh ourselves.
George Hamilton?
No.
Look up George Hamilton?
No, I knew you'd forget. I'll remind you later.
Tori, what is it?
Do you really want me to tell
you? Yes, because you drive me crazy. I won't be able to think of anything else.
If they wash the clothes of the Salvation Army.
Jeepers.
I gave you every break. I knew you'd forget. I told you you'd forget within 10 seconds. I know. See, write it. He's writing.
Army.
I'm in Goodwill. Dirty clothes.
I don't know why that's happening. Maybe it's the alcohol. I'm not sure now. Or it could have been all the pot in college.
You're not drinking enough. Your body's got alcohol withdrawal. I've got the DTs.
So I have become a bigot.
Oh, no.
But not in a racial sense.
Okay.
I am starting not to tolerate people that are Trump supporters. And this is not good. This is bad.
Well,
because
it's typical.
I should be respectful of other people's opinions
and religions
thoughts.
And everything.
I'm more respectful of religions than I am for Trump support.
Yeah. Well.
Because religions are private little things that you go through and you keep it to yourself.
Yeah,
and
they
it's
won't
fine.
Indoctrinate everybody
you're
else.
You're not getting into my world, baby.
Right.
But this Trump thing, if you're not careful, you're gonna destroy my life. So I'm trying to figure out what it is in their heads.
Right.
And what it seems to be is such an incredible hatred for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That they go for the Trump. And I'm going to repeat it again. My message is, okay, don't vote for her, but don't vote for him,
Oh, my God. I know.
How can they not see that the man is totally mentally unfit? There's something wrong with him.
You know what I started thinking about the other day? You and I have these conversations about Donald Trump all the time.
Yeah.
I started to think, what if I was a Trump supporter?
Yes.
What would come out of my mouth? Because I'm smart. So I'm thinking, what would I be saying? How could I bring myself to form these words of a Trump supporter? Like, what do they say that's so awful?
You can't.
I can't even imagine it. I'm like, you know, I need my guns. Women belong in the kitchen.
Even,
I mean, what are they? What
it's
is?
Not even that.
What are they saying? Oh, he's going to change it. He's going to make it better. I like Donald Trump, and he's got a beautiful wife, and he's a businessman, and he's going to make America great. And I'm tired of these politicians doing everything they do. And Hillary Clinton.
Tori, you're doing it very well. You're doing it very well.
Oh, that's what they sound.
You're doing it well.
Okay, because I'm just trying to imagine.
Well, maybe the accent was a little too much,
but what
you said was very
Hillary
accurate.
Clinton's a crook. We don't want her.
Right.
I don't want anymore. I want Donald Trump because he's going to take things in a new direction.
Yeah.
And he all lives matter.
but then at some point, why can't those people say that would be nice if he wasn't insane?
Yeah, they don't get that part, which is the biggest part.
Yeah.
They overlook that.
I mean, in theory, okay. But you've chosen a guy, unfortunately, that represents that, that is mentally insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't.
Why don't they give him a psych exam?
If you want to go have a beer with him or sit and talk with him, go do it. This guy is supposed to be running the country and thus right. the diplomat to the entire globe.
I'm getting an ulcer. I don't like the way this could be headed.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I mean, the only thing that would go really, really bad now is if something happened to Hillary that was so incredibly scandalous.
And they already said it should have. Oh, she's going to get indicted, all this and that and the other thing.
Well,
and
she's kind of Teflon, too.
Yeah.
But again, I'm saying if you don't like her and you hate her, don't vote for her, but don't vote for him either. Just sit
vote
this one
Bernie.
Out.
Vote for Bernie. Write Bernie's name in.
No,
let's get him in there.
Don't write people in. Just.
Why?
All right, write him in.
I want Bernie.
Fine. Well, that's not going to go anywhere.
I know. Yeah.
And his supporters were so, see, they got very angry.
Well, but Bernie really didn't sell out. He made a deal, and Hillary's going to adopt his program. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's good
well,
enough.
Well, she might say she isn't, but she may not.
No, she will. I think she really will. Yeah, I mean, so. How would she not now? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all just very scary.
And Ann Coulter. Oh, my God. You know who that is?
Yes. Yes. These are people that just...
she needs to just have her mouth sewn shut.
Yeah.
Someone should get her, tie her down and just get a needle and just shut it, close it.
Fortunately, this is not the temperature of the entire country. Since the Democratic thing and since Trump decided to start maligning this Gold Star family of Muslim hero.
Yeah, Khan.
Yeah, since Khan! That happened. Stella.
Well, you know what? I think some of these people, Ron, they're just like Howard Stern, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe Ann Coulter, perhaps. Mm-hmm. They're just doing a whole bit, and they're going, they can't really believe what they're saying. Bill mm-hmm. O'Reilly, any of these people, mm-hmm. they can't really be serious. I think they're trying to like catch on and have a whole persona of total right.
It's interesting that you bring Howard Stern into it, because you are right. What they're doing is shock
yes.
notification.
Like Rush Limbaugh used to be.
Before he got crazy. That is exactly what it is. You will pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. You will listen to me if I constantly shock you.
Yes, and be controversial.
And it works mm-hmm. to an extent.
Right.
You will always hook the people that don't think further than this wall.
Yes.
You will always win there.
Right.
But when you talk in national stuff, You're only going to be playing to your own people, because that's not working. And that's what's happening to Trump. He was great when he was playing to his own people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. Now he's playing to the entire country in a general election. And that's what we're seeing the results of that.
Right.
Even if Trump decided somehow or was able to change and stop being so incredibly imbecilic,
mm-hmm.
It's still over for him, because even if you changed now, you'd be pissing off not only your base,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, be there no matter who you may kill in the middle of Manhattan,
right.
but you're also pissing off everybody else, because now we can say, who are you? Which one are you? You've said the most outrageous things, which means if you become sane, you can become insane again at the click of a finger.
Of course.
So he's cooked no matter what he does.
Aren't you curious to see how this plays out?
Yes.
I mean, I'm ready to step off a cliff myself. And then I say, you know what? I got to wait and find out what happens with this Trump thing, because it's a nail biter in a way.
If it was a movie or a book, it would be, yes, interesting. But
it's even more, truth is stranger than fiction.
I know.
We've got to see this out.
But the fact that there is that something horrible could happen.
Well, then if it does, we step
scary.
Off the cliff. That settles that.
Oh, no. I think we live with what we get.
Well.
You know, or right. as long as we can.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I mean, Trump can't even deal with his own party, much less the other one.
No.
It's just a formula for
We needed
death.
A third party. We really did. It's too bad.
It is too bad. This would have been the perfect time, place, but it's not going to happen this time around either, unfortunately, because it's all about money. I mean, there are a lot of things that have to be corrected, but then you look at Trump, who has money, apparently, and that didn't work either. Anyway,
yeah.
We're getting too serious.
I know.
Let's end it on a light note.
Okay. What were we talking about when I first came in that was so funny? Oh, yeah, how I didn't care about people. I forget how that got started, though.
Yeah, but. I forget. Well, obviously, I forget. Are you looking at me to remember?
Yeah. What we I know. Were I love when I about? Do that. I'm like, I'm just, you know, throwing it out there saying,
we were talking about a job that would be perfect for you. And I said, how about lifeguard?
The lifeguard, that's
right.
All
you have
right.
to do is so just have, sit there.
And you have to be able to swim.
I guess
and care right, about Tori, people.
I'm okay, right.
You are okay. And to, I said, but yeah. I don't care about people.
That's right.
So
you,
would, work.
So you saw someone drowning, you go,
do I have to really? Can I just throw him something? Hey, right. What are you doing over there? Can you get that person?
I just want to sit in the chair in this high place and just, it's nice.
I'm getting some sun.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt my sun.
And where's my paycheck?
That's right. And everyone knows I'm kidding, right? Oh, this is a Tori. She's such a stuck-up snob. She doesn't want to work. Yeah. She doesn't want to pull her weight. No, she just wants to get some free food. The pond is good for you. Probably the pond.
Who doesn't like free food?
I can't eat a lot. See, the thing is, Ron, I can't even eat anymore.
So that's not even a reward for you.
I'm dying.
What do you mean you can't eat? Of course you can eat.
What am I supposed to eat? I'm losing weight like crazy. I can't. Everything I want bread. I can't have bread.
You can have gluten-free bread.
I know, but then I got to go to the store and like get a bank loan to go buy some. It's like $5 a tiny little loaf. And they don't even make them normal size loaves. Go look in the freezer, people.
Let's do crowdfunding.
for Tori's grocery bill.
There's a lot of normal foods that are gluten-free that you can stuff your mouth with that isn't specially made gluten-free.
Yeah, everyone keeps telling me
you
this.
You've tons of different kinds of cereals and milks.
Chex and Cheerios. That's all I've discovered.
So, and throw some honey on it and some fruit, and you can fatten yourself up in 2 minutes. Oh. Or just start eating bacon. I mean, there's tons of things you can do.
Okay.
Ta. You like cold cuts? There's no gluten in that stuff either.
Yeah, but sulfates? What do they call them? Nitrates? Some kind of eights.
Yeah, well, you don't have to eat them exclusively.
No. No. My dad grew up, you know what? When I was a kid, we just had cold cuts all over the place. Salami, olive loaf, bologna.
Sure.
What is that about? It's like Oscar Mayer. You open up a package, there it is, and you eat it. It looked so bad for you.
Yeah. And it was, and it is.
What's going on?
Because in every category, they're granted they're a little more expensive, would be the ones that don't have the sulfates and the
nitrates
and all that kind of stuff. But there's so many foods that you can just chow down. You can eat a bucket of ice cream, honey. I mean, what
I
the
did
hell's
yesterday.
Wrong with that?
I had a banana and ice cream. It was like my own banana split.
Yeah, so duh. Chocolate sauce, man.
I looked for the chocolate. We ran out of chocolate sauce. It was ruined. It was the most pathetic banana split I've ever seen. I didn't have any nuts. I had no whipped cream. I had no chocolate. I had a banana and some ice cream.
You know what you should do? Go to the dollar store and go crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
They have food there?
Yeah. It's only a dollar. Yeah, they have tons of food there.
But
it's only a dollar.
It's gluten-free.
You just make sure it is. You look at the ingredients and you make sure there's no gluten
in it. I know, because even if it has malt in it, like I can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a derivative.
Right.
Like no more malt vinegar and... Anyway, it's a big pain. It's more stress in my life. I'm trying to figure out what I can eat and can't eat. I hate that. Eating is a necessary evil. Eating and going to the bathroom, two necessary evils.
Steak, chicken. I mean, man, it just goes on and on. I don't see what.
Well,
the problem
I've got to afford it. I got to get a job.
Chicken's
cheap.
Chicken.
Cheap chicken.
Yeah. What did you eat when you couldn't afford things before? Bread. That was it.
I just didn't eat. I went to sleep.
Okay, well then, how come you didn't lose weight then?
I did. Oh, I think I always do. I don't. You remember
for
the
your
comedian?
Whole life? Would you start out as like 10,000 pounds?
No,
well, I don't understand.
I started out as 4 pounds, 12 ounces. I was a preemie. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
You have to force yourself to eat 3 meals a day. And
I can't. I don't have enough food in the house. There's not 3 meals is not making it.
Then eat junk food, nuts.
Yes, I've eaten nuts, and I've had Mike and Ike's. I mean, I'm snacking like a...
Have more of it.
Okay.
I mean, that's, you know...
I have gluten-free cookies. My friend Amanda in California sent me a whole big box of gluten-free snacks. And I'm munching on those.
They have it.
Kind bars.
Yeah.
It just seems like I should be eating something with, like, protein.
Steak chicken.
What do you mean?
Steak and chicken.
Oh, it's separate. I thought it was a thing, like Desperate Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No.
Steak chicken, that's not a thing.
Well, there's a lot of protein in those cereals, some of the cereals that you've mentioned, too.
All right.
Yeah, it's easy. Oh, it's so easy.
I gotta see. I'm seeing a nutritionist next month.
Yeah,
or the month after. I think October. I think.
Market Basket starting Sunday. Sirloin steaks, $2.99 a pound.
That's good.
Which is normally like $7-$8 a pound.
You're kidding?
I mean, if you really look around, you can find this crap all over the place.
Wow.
And they have chicken. My God, they have chicken like a 59 cents a pound.
Hey, but then you gotta go on Market Basket.
Well, you go there once, Tori, and then you just buy the stuff. Oh, my God.
That place is like the circus.
It's cheaper than the dollar
store. Barnum and Bailey's.
Pound of chicken for 59 cents, give me a break.
Yeah, oh, all right. I guess it's worth it, like Walmart, just the people of Market Basket.
Yeah. Then you need to drink more alcohol.
Before you go and after you get home.
Do up the alcohol, man. There's no gluten in that stuff.
Not most of it, right? I had this great margarita the other night.
Love it. That'll put weight on you.
Yeah.
Sugar.
It has sugar on the rim, too.
What the hell?
I'm going to make my own.
Yeah, come on. All right. You're fine. You move around too much. You should be more lazy.
Move around. I'm sitting in my bed watching Gilligan's Island. How am I moving?
I don't know.
I moved to get here. That's true.
Yeah, we'll stop it.
I will. Stop it.
That's probably your stop it tour.
It is my stop it tour. I got to do that.
I have the opposite problem.
You go too much?
No, I eat too much. I go too much.
Stop and go.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, I wish I had your problem.
Yeah, I wish I had yours. Want to trade sometime?
Yeah, we have to go to that fountain like they did in that movie, and then you make a wish, and then you change personalities. Yeah,
just for a while, because I think at a point we both
say... You'd be so angry. You think you're angry now?
You'd be so angry.
Really?
Oh, you'd be angrier. Ooh. Oh.
You'd alienate everyone in your life.
If we could...
You're doing that now? Are we the same person?
Did we already do this?
Did we already switch? I think we might have.
No, I'd love to do the switch thing, but only for, a short period of time. Right. And then you can like renew it. If you can renew it if you want.
Right.
Then you do a half switch.
You'd hate it. I'm telling you.
You wouldn't like this either.
Oh, God.
No, I'm telling you, you wouldn't.
If you say so, then. Right, I'll have to take your word. Right. You know you're living it.
Yes, I am.
Living the dream. The struggle is real.
We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week.
Next week.
Until then, wish you peace.
We'll be back again this week, actually.
Well, probably too.